The CZI Manikal Regional President Charles Tavazaza tells Studio 7 that the number of milk producers in the province is down from 33 farmers to a mere 11. Mr. Tavazaza says the drop in the number of dairy operations is due to many factors, including a lack of money to keep the farms running and the lack of training in current dairy operations and management. The result, he says, is a likely milk shortage in the near future.
And province is actually facing a critical times due to lack of affordable finance, due to dilapidated infrastructure and a small herd of daily quality cows, as well as breeding stock.
Tavazaza says the CZI has been told of that the reduced supply will lead to the probable closure of the Mutare Dairy Depot, a key first customer for both commercial and small-scale dairy farmers in the province.
This situation can only be averted if government takes a deliberate policy to fund the dairy industry. Because when you look at the dairy industry is one industry which can bring about growth in both the agro-processing as well as the other sectors of the economy.
The likely closure of the Mutare Dairy Depot was confirmed by an employee at the firm who requested to remain anonymous as he is not authorized to speak to the media. The employee says the milk volumes the depot receives has drastically fallen to levels too low to sustain operations. Efforts to get an official comment from dairy board management at Mutare Depot were unsuccessful. Tavazaza adds the dairy industry is important as it supports other sectors of the economy, such as the agro industry, where the farmers get stock feed to maximize milk production and other end products that they rely more on milk, such as the confectionery industry.
We have soya and cotton actually brings in the protein content. And you also talk of the maize industry, the maize production as well. So for the stock feed, from there it comes into even the confectionery. I'm talking of the milk now. The confectionery industry needs a lot of milk. Your companies like Nestle, Dairy Board, Lion's Maid, they need a lot of milk.
Tavazaza says the remaining producers require support from the central government as dairy farmers are unable to borrow money from the banks, which have set up what he calls insurmountable preconditions for loans.
Meetings have been held, a number of training programs have been planned, a number of dairy schemes have been resuscitated and new ones are being planned to start. What we would want is support, particularly from Kiska's point of view.
The CZI president says a board representing the industry is making plans to import heifers from neighboring South Africa in an effort to boost the size of Zimbabwe's dairy herds. He says the CZI would be involved in ensuring commercial dairy farmers that they can import heifers from the Eastern Cape, though he lamented that the cost of bringing them would be beyond the means of most farmers who started operations after the year 2000. Tavazaza says it costs about $2,000 to import a heifer and a calf from South Africa. He said this CZI is also seeking to help new dairy farmers acquire hybrid dairy cows that can withstand the harsh conditions in areas like Buera, where it is usually dry and hot. Petrus Maunga is a small-scale dairy farmer based in Wasumba, about 40 kilometers northeast of Mutare. He says running a dairy project is costly for upcoming farmers. He says the cost of chemicals for dipping animals and ensuring the animals' enclosures stay clean is complicated and expensive. The highest standards of hygiene are particularly expensive and require modern methods of dairy farm operations to be profitable. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mutare, this is Lueda Moyo.